Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger in Israel of Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua series. This Daf Shir is Meseches Tanis Daf Chaf Hei. And the topic is the greatness of Shmuel HaKatan. What we can learn from this quote-unquote small individual who is really a giant. Before we get into the actual personality and the characterization of Shmuel HaKatan and to see what we can learn from him, let's see how he's introduced in the Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Chaf Hei Umid Beis is discussing a number of situations where fast days were decreed, you know, whether people were answered immediately, not immediately, and if we get to seven lines from the bottom of the Daf, we get the following two Gemaras, the following two anecdotes which took place in the life of Shmuel HaKatan. The Gemara tells us, Shmuel HaKatan gozer ta'anisa. Shmuel HaKatan decreed a fast. V'yardu lahem gishomim kodem hanetzachama. And it began to rain before sunrise. Meaning, the people were supposed to fast that day. And instead of having to fast, or waking up in the daunting task of davening all day, they say, wow, look at this. Before we've even started to fast, it's starting to rain. So Kisur and Ha'am Lomar, the people were ready to say, Shvachos shel Tzibur hu. This is the greatness of the Tzibur. Look at this, we're such worthy people after all. You decree a Tanis, and what happens is, before we even have to start to fast, the reason we're fasting is already taken away. Look at this, we're such wonderful people. So what happens is Shmuel HaKatan, unfortunately for them, kind of burst their bubble. Amar lahem, he said to them, Emshol lachem mashal, I will give you a parable, l'mah ha-davar domet, who was this compared to? Le'evit shemevakesh pras mirabo. This is like a servant who is asking something from his master. What does the master do? Amar lahem, he says to them, Tenulo, give him the prize. The alish makolo, but I don't want to listen to him. In other words, Shmuel HaKatan really came and burst their bubble. And he said, the reason why we got rain is not because you guys are such great tzaddikim. The reason why you got rain immediately is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want to hear your tefillos. He's kind of like giving you the rain and saying, get away from me. Now, we see sort of a similar concept. What exactly does this concept mean? So again, I saw Sefer HaKodesh last time also, it says, Shiur min Agados Chazal by Chanuch Gebhard. And Gebhard gives the mashal, or gives the parallel case to the Nachash HaKadmoni. If you remember back in the story of Sefer Bereishis, where the Nachash enticed Chava, who then enticed Adam to sin from the Eitz Hadas, and we see that each of them, each of the three individuals involved in this chait, received a certain type of punishment. The punishment that the Nachash received, Al-Gechoncha Telech Ve'afar Tochal Koyimecha Yecha, you'll crawl on your stomach and you'll eat dust the rest of your life. This was the punishment that the Nachash received. The Gephardt says, wait a second, this doesn't seem to be such a punishment. Last time I checked, there's plenty of dust out there. Adam HaRishon was punished with the idea of Bizeh Sapecha Tochal Lechem. You have to eat by the sweat of your brow, meaning that the coast of the dar tzatzmiach lach, going to have thorns all over the grain. We know that Noach was called Noach because in his time, all of a sudden, the thorns stopped growing on the grain. There was a terrible, terrible punishment. Man had to suffer for food, and now the Nachash is getting a punishment. The punishment is that he has to eat dust. He has so much dust, it's so abundant, he's never going to have to worry about a thing. Rav Gephardt says that's exactly the problem. Because you see, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is he's telling the Nachash, here, take your food, goodbye, I don't need you. It's like you have a person who has a child, or he's got somebody asking something from him and he doesn't want anything to do with him. So what's he doing? He says, give me $100 and get away from here. It's exactly what Shmuel HaKatan said to the people. You think you're big tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered you before you started to fast? Just the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I don't want your tefillas. Gemara gives another case. Shuv Shmuel HaKatan Gazar Tanisa. Another time, Shmuel HaKatan also was decreed a fast. And what happened this time? V'yardu lahem gisham la'achar shkiyas achama. And as soon as they finished the fast, amazingly, it started to rain. Right? You finished the mention this, you finished davening, you finished their ne'ilah and the fast. Hashemu Elokim, Hashemu Elokim, and all of a sudden, the rain is coming down. So again, Kisver Ma'am Lomar, Shidchel Shel Tziburhu. Everybody was thinking to say, wow, look at this, we're great, this is a wonderful Shvach for us. We fast, and immediately after we fast, look at this, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers us. Amar Lahem Shmuel. Shmuel said to them, no, not so fast. Lo Sheva Shel Tziburhu. This is not a praise for you guys. Elam Shel Lachem Mashal. I'll give you a parable of Mahadavar Domeh. What is this compared to? L'Evich Mevakesh Pras Mirabo. That a servant is asking something from his Rebbe, from his Rav, from his master. He's asking for a certain prize. V'yamar Lahem. And the master says, Hamtinu Lo. Wait for him. Acha Yismakmek V'yistair. Until like withers and suffers pain. In other words, he's saying, sweat it out. Let him suffer a little bit. After you go ahead and suffer a little bit, then I'll give it to you. In other words, have you guys really been worthy, Shmuel Katan says to the people, you would have gotten the ring without having to fast. The fact that you had to go through all the suffering and all this pain and through the fast, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so thrilled with you. But in fact, he's giving to you because he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being nice. And that's what he does. But it's not because you're super deserving. So if you take a look for a second, it seems that the two stories are contradictory. In fact, it almost looks like Shmuel HaKatan is playing a game that we sometimes might like to do to others, not necessarily like to do it to ourselves. And that game is called Devil's Advocate. Right? Shmuel HaKatan, the people saying, well, the first case, look at us, we're so great, we got it before we had to fast. And Shmuel HaKatan says, no. Maybe it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your tefillahs, doesn't want your fast, he wants to say, just get away, take the rain and go away. And then when we have the rain at the end, where it seems that the fast is good, Shmuel HaKatan says, no, if Hashem really wanted your tefillahs, or if Hashem really was happy with you guys, he would have answered you right away. He would make you fast. So it seems to be contradictory. And it seems that Shmuel HaKatan is kind of like looking for this negativity. You're trying to like do this little devil's advocate. But the truth of the matter is, looking at this Gemara on a superficial level, it tells us that you're not going to get a perfect depiction of Shmuel HaKatan. The way to understand who Shmuel HaKatan is you need to look at two episodes. You look at these two episodes, and it will give us an insight into who this great person was, and perhaps what the message this great person was teaching us from the Gemara. First case is related, Gemara in Sanhedrin, where a number of Talmidim were gathered into the study of Rabbi Gamliel. I believe this is post-Horban, because that's when Rabbi Gamliel was in charge of Yavne. And it was involving Kiddush HaChodesh. And apparently, like today, people like to have pizza-type lunches with all kinds of garlic and all kinds of onions. And there was one of the Talmidim went and apparently overdid it with the garlic powder. And he smelled a little bit. And it was a little bit uncomfortable. Or Gamliel, so without really wanting to embarrass the person, just, you know, turned away and said, hey, the person who went ahead and ate the garlic, please go out of here. No offense, but you stink. I can't really concentrate or have a shear over here. And all of a sudden, poof, guess who stood up and walked out of the room? It was Shmuel HaKatan. The Gemara praises him that he was of a tremendous honor because he was not the person who deserved to be sent out for not paying proper attention to his hygiene and his personal grooming. But he didn't want somebody else, so he decided he was going to take the blame. If you look at a person like this, we characterize this story as somebody who's being very noble, very humble. Such a humble person is that, you know what, let me take the blame for somebody else. I don't want somebody else to suffer. I don't care if some people make fun of me. This is definitely a humble person. But you know, there's another aspect. There's another aspect to Shmuel HaKatan. Lest you think that Shmuel HaKatan was just this shmata type of person. When it came time, also during the times of Rabbi Gamliel, to write a bracha of Vilam Alshinim. This bracha of Vilam Alshinim was to go and counteract the sect of Minim that had developed at that time. Heretics. Some say it could be Christians. Some say it can be informers. Tzedukim. We know that the life after the Churban was not exactly a kumbaya type of period in Jewish history. And there are tremendous factions of Jews against Jews, Jews going to the Romans. While it's a known fact that there were four major sects of Jews at the time of the Churban, the truth of the matter is, as I'll tell us, there are really 24. And the only thing that each one had in common is that they wouldn't really talk to the other one. So who was the one who stood up to write a prayer against these Jews, or against these heretics who cause a lot of trouble? And clearly this prayer, Vilam Alshinim, you know, is not a lovey-dovey type of prayer. It says, Vilam Alshinim Ati Sikva, V'chol Arisha Kerega Toved, V'chol Evecha Meri Karei. So it's a very harsh and difficult prayer. Who was that person? That person was Shmuel HaKatan. So you see her for a second. Wait a second. If he needs to be tough, he can be tough. If he needs to, right? So it's not just a person who's just going to let himself be walking over all over. And the truth of the matter is that exactly is what humility is. Because being humble doesn't necessarily mean you're a shmata. You're like a rag and you let everybody step over you. Being humble means you know who you are. You know that sometimes you have to take a stand, but other times you don't. But knowing and understanding a situation, that's what a person is humble, and realizing, you know something, at this particular time, there's something I can learn. And at this particular time, I have to be tough. That's the case. Because Shmuel HaKatan, not only was he a humble person, but he was an honest person, and he knew when to call a spade a spade. And that is exactly what the issue is going on in this Gemara over here. This Gemara is teaching us a very, very important thing. A person must always make a cheshbon hanefesh. A person has to know and check, where are you standing? Where are you holding at this time? And you have to be honest with yourself. There has to be introspection. And that's exactly what Shmuel HaKatan is teaching everybody. Shmuel HaKatan isn't necessarily being negative or being contrary. He's just telling everybody, look in to your actions and look and see. And you know what? Maybe it is a great thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is answering you before the fast starts. But you know what? Maybe it's not so great. Look in and see if you're really deserving of this honor. And the same thing is the case at the end. Don't look and say that, oh, maybe we weren't deserving it the first time, we're deserving it the second time. Each situation has to be taken by itself. And everything that we do require a cheshbon nefesh. You know, right now, at the time of this year, we find ourselves a week before Rosh Hashanah, during the end of Chodesh Elul. This is definitely the time to be doing something like this. Ashkenazim begin our slichos with the words, Lecha Hashem Atztaka Belanu Boshes HaPanim. That's the idea. Looking at the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a just person, a just God, and saying to us, you know what, we might have a shortcoming. Not to be afraid to look. Now, of course, if it's the case where you actually deserve it, that's fine. But it's important to look. And the Gemara just concludes where Shmuel HaKatan comes, and answers a question from the people. Because the Gemara says, Hechidam, it says, Shvacho shall see Shmuel HaKatan, shall see Shmuel HaKatan, according to Shmuel HaKatan, Shvacho shall see Hechidam, where is the Shvacho that Tzibur? Where do we say it's good? And what the Gemara answers is the following, Amar Marshev Aruach, Venoshev Zika. Amar Marid Hageshem, the Asa Mitrif, when you say the words Marshev Aruach, all of a sudden the winds begin to blow. Umarid Hageshem, all of a sudden the rains begin to fall. Then you have the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you. And this is a fulfillment of the pasuk which is saying, Anenu Vayaterem Nikra Aniene. Before you call, we're going to be answered. Now, what's the difference between this and the fast day? So the terrorists that the Achronim give is that when it comes to the fast day, they're already trying to start something. They're getting ready to pray. They've already done something. Here, when you say the words Mashiv Aruch or Moed HaGeshem, you're not davening for anything. You're giving a Shevach. And when a person gets answered while they're giving the Shevach, that is the sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. So again, to summarize, what Shmuel HaKatan is teaching us is that it's always important to look in, take an honest look. And if you see a situation is where you have to incur a little bit of abuse to save somebody else, then do it. If the situation comes in and says, be tough, then you have to be tough. But the most important thing Shmuel HaKatan is teaching us is be honest with yourself and look for ways to grow from every situation. Look at a way that you can improve. And by doing this, a person will emulate such a wonderful example, this great town of Shmuel HaKatan, where one of the reasons why he's called Shmuel HaKatan, our Chachamim tell us, is that he's a Katan, compared to the other great Shmuel Hagadol, Shmuel Hanavi, somebody else also, who was never afraid to use his honesty to teach people throughout his life that we should always be doing the right thing. Have a wonderful week.